It's 20 minutes now before 6 o'clock. So a new study released today by Concordia University says that parents know little about the daycares they send their children to. Nina Howe is a professor of early childhood education, and she's the author of the study. Here's how she explained her findings.
Many parents really do not know much about the teacher's level of education. Better educated teachers, in other words, in terms of Quebec, teachers that have a three-year DEC in early childhood education are more likely to provide a higher quality experience for the children in terms of the kinds of activities they provide for kids over the course of the day. And also, we found that parents don't really know much about what goes on during the child's day in terms of the kinds of activities that might be provided for the children.
So that's Nina Howe. She's a professor of early childhood education at Concordia University, and she's the author of a new study released today that says parents know little about the daycares they send their children to. Joining me now on the line is Tanya Toledano. She has four children, and she writes a blog called MontrealMom.com. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. How are you, Jeanette?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How many children do you have in daycare?
They're all out of daycare now. The youngest is in grade one, so we had a lot of years in daycare, but we're out of there now.
Okay.
We're all in elementary.
What do you think about what Professor Howe said?
I think that, to an extent, maybe it's accurate that I would say it might be true that parents don't know about the educational level of the educators in their daycares. I think that it depends on the parent. It depends on the situation. I don't know that I agree that most parents don't know what goes on at the daycares. But, of course, if we don't ask, we don't know. So I do agree that we should be asking and finding out about the programming, about what goes on, about schedule, structures, nap times. I don't know that I agree that most parents don't know, but that's what her study finds. So,
So how much research do you think parents should do then?
Oh, research before going into daycare, I highly recommend doing research. I think it's very important to ask questions. At first, you can start by asking questions over the phone. I highly recommend, I do so through my website as well, that parents visit daycares and get a real feeling for what goes on in the daycare. And it is important to ask a lot of questions. I think it's good to find out, what is the ratio of daycare workers to children? And that will be different whether, you're dealing with a home-based daycare or an institutional type of daycare. I think it's good to know, what their policies are on diapering, on toilet training, if they accept cloth diapering. I think it's important to know what their security measures are and their emergency preparedness measures, especially in light of many recent events. It's becoming more and more important. I think it may be advisable to ask what their educational levels are. I believe that the MFA has some guidelines in terms of for institutional daycares, that there has to be, I think, about 2 out of 3 workers have to have a certain kind of designation. But it doesn't hurt to ask, and it's always a good thing to know.
And the MFA is what?
The Ministère de Famille et des Aînés, I think, they change what it
All
is
right.
every month, but the Quebec government, basically.
So you're suggesting that the parents actually go and to spend part of a day in the daycare?
Absolutely.
Is that easy to do? Are the daycares open to that?
I think it depends on the daycare, but I personally advise parents that if it's a problem for a parent to come in and spend some time in the daycare, then maybe that isn't the daycare that you would want your child to go into, because you would want a daycare that's willing to welcome you and have you in there so that you can see the environment that your child's going to be in, so you can see how the educators and the daycare workers interact with your child. Do they get down on one knee to look your child in the eye? Do they, do the kids seem happy? I think that's all stuff that as a parent it's worthwhile knowing.
Absolutely.
And it's very important to know, and you do get a feeling. Some people do base things on reputation. Reputation is good if it's coming from a credible source, right? But if reputation is just in the air, you don't know. But if your reputation is coming from, a sister-in-law, a trusted friend, their child has been there, that's great. Also, that's also research, and it's very important. But I think it's very good to go and have a visit and ask your questions.
Often parents, Tanya, will choose a daycare based on the location of whether or not it's close to their where they live. How do you factor that into what parents should be looking for?
I think that's exceptionally important as a starting point. I think it's very important to, for the location to be accessible to you, whether it's closer to your home if you work from home or closer to your workplace if you work outside the home. I think it is important. I don't know that that should be the defining factor, but I think it's a very good starting point. So, you know, as I'm sure you know, many women, you know, at the minute that they know they're pregnant, they're going on to waiting lists for daycares. It's not always easy to get in. But I do think location is an important factor. But I think you have to decide as a parent what your biggest priorities are. And a location may be important or it may not be. You know, certain times I've had issues, you know. I once had my son had like a sty in his eye and it needed to be, you know, compressed every 4 hours. And this was something that was going to be going on for about a week or so. And he was not contagious, didn't need to be, you know, kept home or whatnot. And so I was able to, and my daycare accommodated me. They knew that they were bringing him out. I don't know if it was every 4 hours or it was four times a day or something like that. I met him in the office. I was able to compress him. I would have never been able to do that if I were working far away from the daycare.
Okay. Well, there's also, we were talking about level of education that the daycare workers have, but there's also different philosophies of education and different approaches to daycare. How do you suss out how the culture of the daycare or the philosophy?
I think that's a very important thing to find out at the beginning. Some daycares are more about, you know, just, you know, fun and play and games in a safe environment. Some daycares have more of a philosophy of really trying to educate the child. Some have a more disciplined approach. Some have less. Some have, you know, get a little bit more, I guess you could call it advanced in that, you know, my children were in a center where, you know, they believed in differentiated learning. In other words, that children all learn with different strengths. Like, you know, so one child may learn more through song, another may learn more through imaginative play, another may learn better if they actually act something out, and another may learn better if you read something to them. And they would, you know, do different activities throughout the day to make sure that they touched upon all of these sort of methods of learning so that every child was getting what they needed. And I thought that that was just fantastic. But of course, we don't always, you know, there's no parent school. Nobody tells us to ask these questions. But that's something that's very, very good to know about the school's philosophy and how they approach, you know, interacting with the kids, educating the kids, what type of activities they do and what they believe the kids are going to get out of those activities.
Tanya, we've had a text from a message from a listener who says, most parents are on a long waiting list. They're desperate to get in. They don't check. What would you say about to someone about to get actually getting a spot and being careful about getting that spot?
Well, getting a spot has become like sort of like winning a lottery. And oftentimes, unfortunately, we feel that, you know, we just have to take what we get. And unfortunately, sometimes that is the case. But I don't, you know, I don't subscribe to the point of view of, you know, if you still have to do some research. You're ultimately going to be keeping your child in the care of this center or of this provider, whether, you know, they might be working from their home. And it still does require some research. But that doesn't change the fact that it's an actual fact that we are subject to crazy waiting lists. We're thrilled to get a position off the waiting list. One of the things I actually ask people or I advise people to do is actually to look into what the policies are for admitting siblings afterwards, because let's say this is your first child, getting them into daycare, it's a good thing to look at what their admissions procedures are. Like, will they automatically take a sibling in future years? At least to make, you know, the battle the first child and not for all the subsequent children as well. But it's a pickle. It's not an easy situation.
You know what? It's good to talk to you about it, though, and we're going to put up a link to your blog, montrealmom.com, on our Facebook page.
Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Jeanette.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Tanya Toledano. She is the mother of four children, and she writes the blog, montrealmom.com. That's montrealmom.com. It's